The Mishnah says in Masechta Megillah, HaKoyreis HaMegillah L'mafreya Lo Yotza. There's a pirush, the Derech Drash, if someone thinks that the Megillah is just a historical reckoning of what something that happened amol l'mafreya lo yotza, we have to realize that the message that the story of the Megillah is teaching us is something that's relevant for us even bizman hazeh. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah Perek Beis Alach Yudches Kol Sifrei Anaviim Uksuvim Asidim Libatel Imoyis Hamashiach Chutz MiMegillas Esther Harei Yikayemes Kechamishu Chumshei Toira UKehilchos Toira Sheval Peh She'ene B'Teilas LaOlam Megillah L'Mafreya Lo Yotza, to realize that it's Mamish Noigeya Os. It's interesting that the last pasuk in the Megillah, it says near the end Haloi Heim Ksuvim Al Sefer Divrei Hayomim L'Malchei Modei Uparas. There's a famous gedank from Rabbi Yechazkel Abramsky. He says, you want to treat and look at and focus on the Megillah as if it's a historical sefer? You don't need the Megillah for that. You can go look at the historical archives of the Persian Empire, if that's what you want to know is about the history. But rather, the Megillah is a davar yisoidi and something that's negeya for us. The Sfarim write that the Megillah starts by Yehi b'mei HaShveirosh. Vayhi b'yimei HaShveirosh is the same gematria, 914, as the first Mishnah in Masechta Megillah. Megillah Nikres, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Aleph, B'tesvav. That whole statement, Megillah Nikres, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Aleph, B'tesvav, is 914 in gematria, the same as Vayhi b'yimei HaShveirosh. But what's the oimek of this inyan? I heard the taich is, there's a medrash that's quoted in Svarim, HaShveirosh, we know, really represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's Achashveirosh Melech Shaharis Vaharishis Shaloi. And that's an interesting bitoy, an interesting expression. The Melech that the Acharis and the Rishis is Shaloi. Rishis usually comes before Acharis. What are we stressing? Acharis before Rishis. The Pshat is because on Purim, we see that there's actually Vinahapaychu. Megillah Nikres, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dalet, Bitesvav. Who lays the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? The Bnei HaKfarim. The far out people, the ones that are not really connected that much. And then Yudalit is the Ori HaProzim. And then the highest level, Tezvav, is the Ori Mamukofim. The Ori Mamukofim on a higher level. And they're the ones that are last on the Rishima. We go from the bottom to the top. We are Leich Kenois Eskol HaYehudim. On Purim we gather together all the Yidin. Acharis Vareshis Shaloi. Everyone comes and gets connected. And the reason is, because in the Megillah it says that Haman took an Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amo. What he wanted to do is that he wanted to bring the Yidden into the Shar Nun of Tumah. We know that the Yidden, even in Mitzrayim, they were in the 49th Shar of Tumah, and Hashem had to take them out so they shouldn't fall into the Shar Hanun. Then it would be impossible, Koyde Matan Torah, to be able to even survive. Haman wants to connect the Yidden to that Geferlich, extreme Shar Hanun, the Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amo. And the V'nahapoich who is, comes Mordechai. Mordechai is Derech Mi. Mi is 50. He has the Derech Pumfakert to get to the Shar Chamishim of Kedusha, to Yoivel. Everyone goes out by Yoivel. Even the Eved Nirtza, the one that says, I want to stay in my Matzev. I don't want to crawl out. I don't want to be Choyzer B'tshuva. I want to stay as an Eved. And the Emes is the Torah says, Va'avadei la'olam. But even he, the Torah teaches us, at the end, it's that even he goes out by Yoivel. Yoivel is the level of 50. Yoivel is that highest level that then everyone is going to come out. And that's what Purim and the Megillahs represented. It was at the end of Golas Bavel, and it was saying everyone can come out. We know that it doesn't say the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Megillah. There's a remez to the shame of Shakai in the Megillah. The first word in the Megillah is Vayehi, and the last word is Zaroi. V'doiver Shalom L'chol Zaroi. The gematria of Vayehi, 31, and Zaroi, 283, together is the gematria of Shakai, Shin, Dalet, and Yud. So the shame Shakai, which is Be'etzav a shame of Teva, is Remez in the Megillah. But the shame Avai itself is not mentioned. Hamelech is mentioned the whole time, and it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the shame Avai is not mentioned. You know, even the Shem Havaya, the Shem Yudke Vavke, is also is a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not Atzmi Yusa Yizbarach. There's Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. There's Be'etzim a level even beyond Havaya. It's something that's called Ad Lo Yada. It's the Kutzai Shel Yud. It's the Keser. It's above everything. But even that, That is hidden in the Megillah. The only one place in Tanakh where it says the word Keser is in the Megillah. And Megillah is the Keser. Megillah is Anoichi Haster Aster Panai Bayemahu. That the Anoichi, even beyond Havaya, Anoichi Havaya Lekecha, even the Anoichi, every Yid has a letter in the Sefer Torah, but there's someone that's so disconnected, he does not connect it to any of those letters. He connects to Megillas Esther. Everyone eventually finds himself connected by Megillas Esther. Even the Anoichi Haster Aster is able to connect. And it's fascinating, everyone knows Megillas Esther, the Remez, the Gemara says in Chulin, Esther min HaTorah minayin, from this pasuk of Anoichi Haster Aster Panei Bayemahu. Who said those words, and when did he say it? It's Moshe Rabbeinu, on the last day of his life, in the Zayis HaBracha, when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking at the end of Dvarim. You know, the last words Moshe Rabbeinu says, actually, in the Zayis HaBracha, is Va'ato al b'moisei moisid roich, which is a remez for Mordechai, who's going to be stamping on Haman. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's finale speech. But earlier in that, in the end of Dvarim, he says, Va'anoichi haster aster ponei bayimahu. Now we know, we said, Haman wanted to get to the Shar Hanun of Tuma. Mordechai brings them to the Shar Hanun of Kedusha. No one is able to get to the Shar Hanun. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was Vatachsireyu ma'at me'elikim. But we know the Svarim say that Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, B'yoypti Rasoi, on Zion Adar, did get to that. Har Nevoi, says the Chasam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu was buried on Har Nevoi. Nun Boy, on that day, he reached the level of Nun. And on that day is when he said, V'anoichi haster aster ponei bayemahu. And that day is when he said, V'atoma al b'moisei mesidroich. That's when he said that eventually, everyone, at the end, is going to get out. And that's going to be al yedei, the highest level of Shem Havaya, of the Keser. I heard a beautiful mashal on Purim. Everything is camouflaged. Everything is hidden. We get dressed up. Things are in the deep of the pnimius. It's not in the chitzonius. In the chitzonius, it looks all different. The mashal, imagine if the king wants to transfer over his crown. But not stam. This is the crown jewels, the spitz ultimate thing. You won't use a Brinks truck. You use a Brinks truck for $10 million, but not for the king's crown. It's something it's not possible to have a hachlofa for. So how do you dafka transfer it? In some unassuming jalopy. Dafka, you hide it. It's hidden. It's hidden. So in order that no one should be poigim in it and be able to come to its true level. We know that Yom Purim is Yom Kippurim. That Purim and Yom Kippur are connected. We know that in the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, when it talks about the Mizbeach HaKetoris, it says in the Pasuk, V'chiper Aaron al Karnoisov, Achas Bashono, Midam Chatas HaKippurim, and then again it says, Achas Bashono. The Sforim say, it says twice, Achas Bashono. There's an Achas Bashono of Purim, and there's an Achas Bashono of Yom Kippurim. There's a connection, and there are many Hezberim to this, but it's interesting, you know, the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Chof Aleph, HaSotan is Gematria 364, because there are 364 days of the year, the solar year, that the Sotan can be Mekatreg, and one day not. That one day is Yom Kippur. And the Mefarshim ask, what does it mean, HaSotan? It's Sotan, and Sotan is only 359. What's the other 5 days? What's the hay of HaSotan representing? Some say it's going on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Actually, you could say it's going on the days of Purim. There are 5 days of Purim. Megillah Nikreis, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Aleph B'Tezvah. Those 5 days of Purim are also a bechina of Yom Kippurim. Days when it brings out that level. And it could be it's even more. On Purim, you know, on Yom Kippur, it says that we do al chait and slowly, painstakingly, one by one by one, we try to reawaken a relationship, but we go through a tedious, separate, proteistic oifen of recreating the relationship. But sometimes with a burst of hislavus, you can break down the whole wall, you can break down. Uvechein ovoy al ha-melech. Instead of uvechein ten pachtach, uvechein tzadikim, uvechein, we go and one big uvechein ovoy al ha-melech, ritzoneinu liroi says malkeinu, we want to come back to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's fascinating that Vashti, which is the letters Yeshus, Vashti represents the Umas Ha'olam. Achashverosh, the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, calls to Vashti. He says she should come. She refuses. The Umais don't want to come. Oh, but by Klal Yisrael, which is Esther, Anoichi Haster Aster, which is Esther, Esther Adaraba, even when the Melech is not asking for her, Dafka, when she says, I'm not sure, V'chein Ovei Al HaMelech, she is Nichnas Shaloi Bershus. She says, I want to go in, I want to be Mekabel, I want to be Mischaber to the Melech. That's what Klal Yisrael is doing on Purim. unlike by the Umas who wanted to be Misarev and doesn't want to come out, Adarabba, Ritzeinenu, Lirais Es Malkeinu, we want to be Mischaber to the Rabbeinu Shloim, we want to be Mekabel, the Torah Be'ava, and we want to be Zoicha, Lo'ar Ba'or Hashem, and to the Geula.